Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, it's that time again for Successipes. We've got your recipe for success in business and living, and I'm your host, Lori Wilk. It's a great day. I'm glad that you're joining us. Our program is live. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, you can call us at 347-237-5638. I'm here today. It's amazing. We're on location in Aventura, Florida, at Relax the Back Store. This is a store with over 100 locations around the U.S., one in Canada, and oh my gosh, the products here are absolutely amazing. So if you haven't stopped into our Relax the Back Store, it's something you've got to do. Our show today, we're going to be talking all about business, and my guest today is Douglas Hale. We're going to be talking about business consulting, strategic partnerships, and collaborative entrepreneurs. It's a lot in one show, so welcome to the show, Douglas.
Hi, Lori. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Tell our audience a little bit about your background and how you got into what you're doing now.
Well, really, the idea for the creation of Business Consultants USA was born from personal interviews with numerous business owners over 25 years. And my recently retired career of executive director of small and mid-sized business with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, I average over 40 interviews a week. This means I have had the privilege of speaking one-on-one with over 50,000 entrepreneurs during my career with the Chamber. So
That's huge. That's huge. I mean, 50,000 entrepreneurs. Yes, I'm hoping we're writing a book next.
Well, if I can find the time to do it. But anyway, what came out of these interviews were certain reoccurring themes or concerns that entrepreneurs would express. Of course, the two biggest questions were, how can I find more business? And related to that, where can I get access to capital or a business loan? And then other issues would emerge, whether it was international business, opportunities for government contracts, insurance, including health care and retirement, as well as practical things like accounting and marketing advice. And, of course, nowadays with the Internet, that includes so many different media and just helping companies get their names out there.
I mean, this is a whole comprehensive thing for people to be successful. It's just no longer knowing about a particular product or service. It's knowing how to find the customers, how to get the money, how to maximize your results, and how to reach them and be able to continue to stay in business and to grow your business. So thank you so much for bringing the world Business Consultants USA. Do you have a favorite subject yourself of all the areas of business that you like the most?
Well, I'm really working also in the area of commercial finance because I found that to be such a constant request. And really, there are sources out there. Sometimes people get this frustrated with some experiences with the banks, but that does not mean that there are not sources of funding their businesses, so that's one area where I have a lot of interest. And another, I would say, kind of back to back with that is marketing, because with the U.S. Chamber, essentially, that's what I was doing for 25 years is marketing the organization and its resources for small and mid-sized business.
I love that. Now, you brought up the point of the money, so let's talk a little bit about that idea of money right now. I know that you have shared with me before that obviously you believe that businesses not only should have capital, but they should have enough capital available to be able to stay in business and to be able to have cash flow, not to be under that, you know, the strain of the cash flow. And I know that we've talked a little bit about businesses owning their own properties, as well as being here in South Florida, running into very many people that are into international types of businesses. So help us a little bit understand some of the areas that you work in.
Well, you know, I'm actually working with a company with a lot of experience, 40 years of it in commercial finance, and specifically targeting small and mid-sized companies that often get neglected by the banks. And so what we're doing there is really providing funding along every point of the supply chain, from manufacturing to distribution to equipment leasing to purchasing buildings, international trade finance, which is certainly an important part of the equation here in South Florida, with being such a gateway, particularly to Latin America and now other areas of the world. So I see that as essential to helping companies compete and also being able to grow their companies. We have some fantastic stories of tremendous business growth as a result of that necessary inversion of capital.
Now, in order for people to get the areas of help that they need in the financing, you talked about having these strategic alliances and partnerships with people where other types of professionals really go hand in hand in helping them. For example, when people are trying to get the funding they need for their businesses, don't they often need help in terms of like accounting and insurance? You want to talk a little bit how those may tie into the equation?
No, absolutely. Accounting is an important one because, unfortunately, in our environment here in South Florida, some accountants have somehow convinced their clients that the best thing to do is show the least amount of income possible to reduce their tax liability. However, going to the bank for a loan, they're going to look at performance, and so it's important to make sure you have an accountant, and we have an excellent one we work with, who can basically, obviously, legally and legitimately show the strength of the company's financials in terms of profit margins and, you know, all of those other necessary elements. And when it comes to
insurance,
there are some...
Makes a lot of sense, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, let's show the bank the best profile, in other words.
Yeah, you have to have some income to pay for the loan that you're trying to take out, understanding the fact
right.
that, I mean, I understand the mentality of we don't want to show too much money on paper because we don't want to be paying, you know, the taxes on making all this profit.
Right.
But you kind of
right.
can't have it both ways. You have to, if you're going to be saying that you're making money and enough money to cover the debt of the financing you need to buy your inventory at lower prices and be more profitable, you it's got to be one way or another. So I am
well,
sure
precisely.
That having the right accountant, yeah.
I had this conversation just this week with a lady who's been prosperous, not a huge business, doing $1 million in sales. And then her accountant convinced her to show $20,000 in profit. Well, that's not going to get her a loan at the bank. So we're working on that.
It's kind of scary to be this honest. I think the show is about being really transparent, Douglas, and saying,
right.
you know, everybody wants to be able to figure out how to be successful. And, you know, let's face it, nobody wants to pay more than they think they have to or have higher expenses than they think they really need. But in business, I think that's really important that they get with consultants like you and Business Consultants USA, because you're able to really understand, say, hey, listen, we're not just starting in business. We get the whole picture. And after 50,000 entrepreneurs, we know the truth and we know how business really operates. And you know, we're going to help you to take the right steps to be able to guide your business into being more successful, more profitable, being able to stay in business. I mean, let's face it, a lot of people get into business and a lot of them don't make it. What kind of statistics are we looking at in the marketplace currently?
Well, I don't know the current ones, but generally the rule is that after 2 years, a very large percentage of startups don't make it. I've heard percentages as high as 90%. Now, hopefully,
wow.
in more recent history, those statistics are improving. But oftentimes, I think it's because people jump into something without really doing their homework. And there's where we want to come alongside with new companies, with existing companies, by basically connecting them to our strategic partners who are experts in their field of endeavor. I'm not the expert per se in that sense in the specific areas, but I think I've observed a lot of companies who have been successful, and so my goal is to be the facilitator by directing them to the right sources to help them grow their companies.
I think that's great. And if you're just tuning in, I'm your host, Lori Wilk. We are here on location in Aventura, Florida. Have an opportunity to be broadcasting live from Relax the Back Store. It's really great. And I'm definitely sitting in something very comfortable right now. So I'm happy to be doing that. Douglas Hale is my guest today from Business Consultants USA. What's the best way for the listeners to get in touch with you, Doug?
Well, I'd be happy to receive a phone call. My number is 305-720-5710. And an email you can reach me on if you'd like me to give that.
No, I'm going to put your website, and I'm going to post, with your permission, I'll post the phone number for the listeners in case they want to call you. You mentioned very briefly that one of the other strategic type of partners in the group was a group that handled government contracts, or how to get government contracts. Can you tell me a little bit about that and why that's so important, and a couple of things that maybe we'd want to know in that area?
Yeah, well, first of all, the federal government has a budget of approximately $537 billion a year of contracts with the private sector. About 60% of those are service contracts. About 40% are products. There is a process for registration, obtaining a federal CAGE code, which enables you to sell directly to Uncle Sam, but there really is a process and a learning curve on how to really get into the market. Also helps in certifying companies as minority-owned, women-owned, veteran-owned, and service-disabled veterans. I myself, as a veteran, plan to register my own company as veteran-owned. And then learn the process of marketing to Uncle Sam. There are tremendous opportunities, and only about 2% of small companies are actually selling to the federal government today, even though there are requirements by the procurement officers to offer considerable percentages of the market to the small companies and the certified minority women and veteran-owned businesses. But there's a learning curve that companies need some guidance, and we can provide that for them, and also to coaching programs with one of our strategic partners.
That's excellent. Yes, I'm definitely going to join you in the minority business-owned category and jump in as a woman-owned business. So I love that idea of being able to learn what it takes to get the government contracts. I would love to hear more and have a show about the government contracts, and we can bring your strategic partners in here to Success at Bee so that we can enlighten some of our listeners about the opportunities and how to get certified and what the process is like and what the learning curve is like. And I think that that would be a very valuable opportunity here. Moving on to the other kind of strategic partners that you deal with, Doug, what happens in the area of the online and the marketing and connecting with the customers? What can you share with us about that aspect of the consulting?
Well, you know, there are a lot of resources out there, and you know, part of the trouble we find is business people are so consumed with the day-to-day, they lose sight of the big picture in how they can actually increase their business, their contact, their visibility. I sort of like to break the marketing into two areas, outbound traffic and inbound traffic. On the outbound, that's using research. You know, I've accessed some tremendous research and statistics on where to find the companies based on specific industries, both inside and outside the United States, and also a program that I've invested in that I used when I was with the U.S. Chamber that can create targeted leads, a targeted lead generation system, focusing geographically by industry, size of the company, by revenue or numbers of employees. On the inbound side, of course, is using tools that are provided by both federal and state agencies, online directories where you can be listed normally free or a very nominal fee where companies can find you from outside the United States. Of course, there's a website and SEO, search engine optimization, maximizing those tools. And, of course, an area that's your area of expertise, Lori, is social media and using
Absolutely.
The Internet to just in other media to push your visibility and name out there.
Absolutely. So I like what you were saying about really thinking about that combination of both the inbound and the outbound marketing. And so mm-hmm. just to clarify, through what you've learned, it helps to be able to find the kind of businesses that you're looking to do business with and target as your customers. And you actually have a system or through your research, you're able to provide lists or information as to where these people are based on certain specific targets and demographics so that people don't
Right.
waste their time and just look for just not know what they're doing and just look for anybody when that's not really their targeted market. You help them to be more specific, right?
Yeah, it's not the shotgun approach. That's why we call it targeted lead generation. So we're focusing on specific industries. And anyone's in business ought to know about the North American Industry Classification System. So it's a way of identifying companies by what they do. And
awesome.
There you can look for what you feel are going to be the best opportunities for your business.
So you call it North American, give the wording again, North American.
It's North American Industry Classification System, or NACS for short. And you can Google that.
NAICS, okay.
That's correct. You can Google that. The actual government site is census.gov, C-E-N-S-U-S. .gov/NAICS. And there you can find
awesome.
All the codes. That's a public site. Anybody can go there. But what I have to do is then take those codes and the companies contact us, targeted geographically in the size of the companies, and then I will provide a service of pulling the list targeted on that specific information.
And so, in general, it becomes something, a very affordable thing for people to do, but yet the information is invaluable that they are specifically
mm-hmm.
targeting the type of people that they try to reach. So
right.
if that sounds interesting to you folks and you're listening, you know, the best thing you can do is really pick up the phone and have that conversation with Douglas Hale, and he can guide you and tell you a lot more, ask the right questions and help you to figure out what would be best for your, business. And if you're just tuning in, I'm your host, Lori Wilk. We're having a conversation today with Douglas Hale. He is an expert in business, over 25 plus years that he spent talking to over 50,000 entrepreneurs. So he's learned a lot about what works, what doesn't work, and really what people, the kind of help that they need in their businesses to be successful. And obviously, he probably has a list of questions that go from here until next week that people have asked him over time. We're talking about the areas of business consulting, strategic partnerships, and collaborative entrepreneurs. How would you suggest that people really figure out who their strategic partners should be and what kind of consulting they would need?
Well, I think it's always good, to have a referral from someone who can testify to the service that has been provided to them. And that's basically my goal in putting together business consultants. We want to put people in touch with people who are knowledgeable and experienced in their areas of expertise. And I've identified these five areas, accounting, finance, insurance, federal contracting, and marketing, as some common concerns and needs expressed over many years by companies. It's not necessarily a static list. As time goes on, obviously, there may be some new categories that emerge, but these are certainly ones that are common areas for every kind of business practically.
Oh, I totally agree with you on that. Talk a little bit about some of the things that are essential for, you know, businesses to, you know, get up and running. Some of the things they should think about. I mean, I know that you were involved with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and so I'm going to put that in the category of being important to connect with organizations that could help you, and maybe you can talk about that area, plus the networking that people should be doing to build their businesses, some things that could help businesses.
Well, you know, there are a lot of public and private entities. Of course, working for the U.S. Chamber, I can speak of tremendous resources of the organization, which is typically in areas, some of the same that I've already identified, as well as others, with some background on what you need to do as a small business to really develop the areas. Of course, the first place is starting with a business plan, which is basically a statement of what you plan to do as a business, and that, you know, is a guideline that drives you, obviously, and that's important for any company. But beyond that, using the resources, and of course the Small Business Administration can be a source. There are some great state agencies, the Small Business Development Centers. County governments have similar entities. In fact, I was in a meeting this morning put on by the Broward County Economic and Small Business Development Centers. And, you know, just look out there in cyberspace, ask some questions, talk to people, find out. Many universities will have offices, state universities, particularly in the state of Florida, the Small Business Development Centers. When it comes to federal contracting agencies like the Procurement Technical Assistance Centers, well, they'll provide free advice on how to get in to and register your company. But beyond that, there are additional resources who can really coach you along the way, and they can be tremendously helpful, especially when you're trying to get up and running. So there are resources, organizations, both government and nonprofit. South Florida is full of them for both domestic and international business. So I say just take advantage of it. And those, of course, are some of the agencies we're referring companies to as well.
Oh my gosh, there's so much, Douglas, for people to do. But I like what you said about the fact that the folks that are in South Florida, and of course many, many places around the country, where there's a lot of information available and a lot of organizations available. And you touched also on the fact of the networking. Now, I know that with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, you obviously wanted people to join and be members of that. What kind of, is there any kind of a guideline that you would recommend for businesses of they, you know, join, you know, X amount of networking groups or large trade associations? How do you guide people? Because I think a lot of people don't know what to do in the areas of that networking and connecting to organizations, because there are so many options out there.
Yeah, I would say, obviously, you want to focus on where you're going to get the most resources and help for your company. You know, obviously, if you're a domestic company and you have no plans of doing business outside of the United States, then it probably wouldn't be a great benefit to you to join organizations focused on international trade. However, you'd be blown away at the opportunity. So it would really depend on the type of business that you have or planning to open. What the market that you're looking to penetrate? You know, if that is more of a specific focused market in a geographical area, there are local organizations that can be good for that. You know, if you're in the manufacturing sector, you need to look at organizations focused on manufacturing. So I'd say a combination of general business helps as well as industry-specific organizations. Mm. You know, with the U.S. Chamber, I would never tell people don't join your industry group, because obviously they can help you with some industry specifics where we're going to hit on broader issues, which we believe are important as well. So I'd say you've got to really do an evaluation. And, of course, we can also help with some guidance in that area as well.
I like that. I like that advice. Find something that's industry specific plus something that's a little bit broader, and then you know, ask around and talk to the consultants and people who are knowledgeable, who can say, have you considered this, or have you tried that, or do you know about that group? And also reading the you know, the local paper, you know, in many of the cities, like a business type of a Monday paper, they usually will there's always usually an indication of upcoming you know, breakfasts and lunches and dinners and or trade shows and organizations. And I think once you start to go and you start to kind of weed out what you'd be interested in, I think that, you know, instead of jumping into spending like all the thousands up front, I think do your homework the same way you would get involved with the consultants to get some guidance, like you would create business plans, and like you would try to figure out what do you do best with your time so that you're able to learn about what's happening in your industry and be able to get leads and, you know, and do business. So very good, you know, good advice. And I'm so glad that you joined us here today on Success at Bees. And folks, if you're just tuning in, I'm your host, Lori Wilk. We're having a show today talking all about business. We've had the opportunity today to have a guest, Douglas Hale, and he has been sharing a wealth of background that he brings into the business area. And if you look on our site, you'll be able to get information about his consulting company. We've also posted his phone for you. We are working. We have a sponsor for our money channel of BYL Network, where I do programming, and that programming is brought to you by Forbes. And so we have a link here right on the site. If you would like a special subscription rate to Forbes for $10, it's awesome. We'll post the link for our listeners so that you can take advantage of that. I have been very blessed today, Douglas, to be doing my show live in Aventura, Florida, and the weather's been great. The store that we have been in today is Relax the Back, and that's what I'm doing as I'm talking to you today. I'm relaxing my back, and I'm sitting in something that's amazing. I wish everybody could see it. Well, we have only a couple more minutes left to our program today. Why don't you take the next few minutes and just share with our listeners any other additional advice that you'd want them to know about business or about your business, that how we can help you.
Well, you know, I'd like to say, often overused expression, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. There are tremendous resources at your disposal. Make use of all the experience that's gone before you. Rely on people who've developed expertise in their fields, and they can be a tremendous catalyst to help you in your business, to be successful in your business. There's nothing like gathering the advice from as many sources as you can. And then just launch out there. It's about risk-taking. And so we've got to just, you know, sometimes take those leaps of faith, so to speak.
I love that. You got to get away from the shore if you want to be able to sail, right? I am so excited, and I'm looking forward to, you know, the opportunities to work with your entire team and that those strategic partnerships. I'm very excited about all the different experts, and there's just so much that we all need to learn. But I think by coming together and each of us contributing our different areas of expertise, when you put that all together, and you create that whole, you can create something that's very amazing. And we are in a time that does require that we step out into the marketplace. I mean, a lot of the people listening, some of them, you know, are already entrepreneurs, and there's other people that they might be listening and they're sitting in a job and they're going, you know what, Lori and Doug are right today. Take that risk. Step on board, get the help that you need, and get out there and be an entrepreneur and contribute to the economy and, you know, live your passion, love your life. And with that being said, Douglas, I do hope you come and visit us again, will you?
Okay, I certainly will. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Lori.
I love it. And listeners, until we get together again, I'm your host, Lori Wilk. Be successful and be safe. And, of course, stop into places like Relax the Back and visit us on BYL Network. We'll talk to you all soon. Have a great day, everyone. Goodbye for now. Thanks, Doug.
Okay, thanks.